But the linchpin of his attempt to guide American education was his formation of the National Education Board and the continuing Rockefeller support to the University of Chicago. The Mammoth University now encompasses an undergraduate college, 4 graduate divisions, 6 professional schools, as well as libraries, laboratories, museums, clinics, and other institutions, nursery and K-12 schools, a continuing studies program, and an academic press. In 2003, a university center opened in Paris to accommodate the school's program of European studies. Closely connected to Rockefeller's University of Chicago is the English world's most accepted authority on everything, Encyclopedia Britannica. Formerly, a privately held, not-for-profit company, Encyclopedia Britannica, headquartered in Chicago, also owns Merriam-Webster Incorporation, one of the world's leading publishers of dictionaries and thesauri. Until recently, the encyclopedia firm was owned by the William Benton Foundation, whose sole beneficiary was the University of Chicago, in accordance with the wishes of its namesake, Senator William Benton, a former vice president of the university. A former senator from Connecticut, Benton graduated from Yale University in 1921, then worked in advertising until becoming a part-time vice president of the University of Chicago in 1932. During World War II, he served as Assistant Secretary of State in Washington, D.C. until 1947, during which time he was active in organizing the United Nations. He served as a member of and delegate to numerous United Nations and international conferences and commissions. A declared Democrat, he was U.S. Senator from 1949 until 1953. From 1943 until his death in 1973, Benton was chairman of the board and publisher of Encyclopedia Britannica. It was announced in 1996 that 100% of the company's stock was purchased for an undisclosed amount by an investment group led by Jacob Safra, who headed the Swiss bank of his name, which in 1955 opened a branch in Brazil. Bank Jacob Safra Switzerland is part of the Safra Group, a far-flung chain of financial institutions. Some conspiracy researchers see the private ownership of the world's premier encyclopedia as the perfect means for controlling public knowledge, particularly in the areas of history and science. The creation and funding of the University of Chicago had done much to enhance Rockefeller's public relations profile among Baptists and educators. The only difficulty was that education, on the whole, wasn't in bad shape, explained Paolo Leone, author of The Leipzig Connection, his 1993 book that traced the deleterious effects of experimental psychology on the education system back to German professor of philosophy Wilhelm Max Wundt, the founder of experimental psychology.